The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
A very good morning with your OTB Brief for this Tuesday. I'm Will O'Callaghan. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he still hopes a new European Super League will never happen. Fans protested against the planned breakaway outside Elland Road, where his side drew with Leeds in the Premier League last night. Liverpool are among the 12 founder members, but Klopp says he's yet to discuss the plans with the club's owners.
I heard today that I will resign or whatever. So that if the times get even tougher, whatever, that makes me more sticky that I stay here. So it's just like that. I feel responsible for the team. I feel responsible for the club, and I feel responsible for the relationship we have with our fans. And that's why it's a very tough time. I'm sure, but I will try to help to sort it somehow.
Liverpool midfielder James Milner is also against the prospect of the Super League coming to pass.
Everyone, there's a lot of questions. You know, I can only say my personal opinion. I don't like it, and you know, hopefully it doesn't happen.
Why don't you like it? What is it? What is it?
Probably
to
the same
you
reasons as everyone else have been talking about over the last day. Obviously, it's been difficult for us with our only game. We're trying to prepare on the game, but I can only imagine what's been said about it, and probably agree with most of it.
Yes, and do you feel as players that there is a little bit of an unwelcome spotlight on you as a team?
You know, I think the players obviously have no say, so obviously the welcome we got to the ground tonight felt a bit unjust, obviously, because we're here to play football and no control of it. But, you know, for us, we just need to get on the field and try to finish the season strong.
Former Manchester United captain Gary Neville also had his say. He says Liverpool's owners have treated their manager and players poorly.
These guys own a business. They've got employees under them that have done really well for them in the last few years. They haven't even communicated to the people that they work under. They're throwing them under a bus, saying you go out and confront the questions. They only found out about it yesterday. They've had a meeting with Jurgen Klopp this morning where he's had to talk to them about it. And all the while, the faceless, spineless owners, CEOs, whoever they are at Liverpool, don't you know who the CEO is at Liverpool, have not had the guts, the basic decency just to turn up and say, look, lads, this is what we're doing it for. This is our plan. You might not like it, but that's what I would do in any single business. If I make a tough decision, I would go and communicate it and say, this is why I'm doing it, and I'd front it up. They're not even that decent that they can speak and communicate to their own people. So they don't even care about the fans. They don't care about other clubs. They don't care about English football. They don't even care about the people that they employ and they work with.
Reigning European champions Bayern Munich expressed their opposition to the breakaway competition yesterday, and football writer Philippe Auclair told Off the Ball last night that he could see some of the 12 founder members withdraw in the coming weeks.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a few other people breaking ranks and possibly some... I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it, because imagining Florentino Perez or J.W. Henry with the tail between their legs, if you excuse the simile... I would enjoy it greatly, I think.
Oh, let the grovelling commence.
Oh, it would be absolutely... Seeing Florentino Perez grovel would be, honestly, oh, what a dream. And but I'm not sure how it's going to happen, but to be honest, I don't think there is a chance in hell that this Super League is going to happen.
That draw on the pitch keeps Liverpool in sixth place in the Premier League table, 2 points adrift of the top four. Chelsea have the chance to go third in the table tonight. They welcome Brighton to Stamford Bridge, where kickoff is at 8 p.m. Norwich City will lift the Championship title with a win at home to second place Watford this evening. Swansea can move to within 3 points of the automatic promotion places if they beat QPR. Here at home, Dundalk are without a win and without a manager heading into tonight's game away to fellow strugglers Derry. The club yesterday confirmed the departures of Filippo Giovagnoli and Shane Keegan. Elsewhere this evening, the Premier Division leader Shamrock Rovers are away to Drogheda United. St Pat's unbeaten start will be tested by the visit of Waterford to Richmond Park. Bohemians entertain Sligo Rovers, and Longford Town will play Finn Harps. Dublin and Kilkenny will discover their opponents this morning ahead of their respective Leinster title defences. The football and hurling draws will be made from 7:30, while the Ulster football pairings will be known after the draw in the Northern Province this evening. Last night, defending Connacht football champions Mayo were handed a quarter-final date with Sligo. The winners of that one will play Leitrim in the semis, while the other last four clash will pit Roscommon against Galway. Leinster will be without their captain Johnny Sexton for their Rainbow Cup opener against Munster this weekend. The Ireland out half is continuing to go through the return to play protocols, while a decision on Jameson Gibson-Park's fitness will be made later in the week. Ulster skipper Ian Henderson could make his return in their Interpro derby with Connacht. He stepped up his recovery from the shoulder injury, which he sustained against England in the Six Nations. The Northern Province say he's now in contention to play this weekend. And Mark Allen begins his World Snooker Championship journey this morning. The Antrim man takes on world number 56, Liu Haichan, at the Crucible. On the other table, Jack Lisowski will resume 5-4 up against Ali Carter. Anthony McGill set up a second round date with Ronnie O'Sullivan by dispatching Ricky Walden 10-5 last night. And John Higgins had to produce a superb fight back to beat Qian Feng Fei 10-7. That's your OTB brief for this Tuesday morning. Neil Tracy and Owen Shahan will have OTB AM on the Off the Ball social channels from 7:30. And I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.